Chapter 3 Jack talked to Ace about getting you a job. Sierra stared at the phone like it was a poisonous snake. Usually she welcomed phone calls from friends, particularly Kate. Right now, going through everything, Kate was her best bet for finding an emotional outlet for her pain. The problem with her typical group of friends, beyond the fact that they had abandoned her at the bar last night, was that she felt obligated to protect her family's secrets around them. The other day, when she had overheard her father nearly bursting a blood vein screaming about Jack Monahan going back on the deal they had struck years ago, she'd discovered that her entire existence was a carefully constructed facade. Apparently, Jack had confronted their father a few months ago, and now the secret was starting to leak out, in town, and now in their house. The only reason she had spent many years thinking that her father was a decent person, a faithful husband, a loyal, giving human being, was that Jack had signed a gag order some 17 years earlier. In exchange, Jack had accepted a large sum of money. Jack had come and paid her father back, and had dissolved that bargain with that one simple action. There was no protection anymore. Jack could get a billboard and put it up in the center of town, proclaiming Nathan West to be the faithless scumbag he was. And then, it wouldn't only be her mother, her sister, and her brother dealing with the fallout in a contained environment. If that came out, who knew what else would come out? That was what terrified her the most. If people in town saw one person speaking out against Nathan West, how many others would come forward and reveal wrongs he'd committed against them? How bad was he? It wasn't something she was ready to face. Whether or not that was fair, it was the truth. But Kate knew. Because of her relationship with Jack, she already knew the whole story. So while that made it difficult for her to deal with her friend in some ways, it also made it easier. She didn't have to explain her behavior last night, didn't have to go through any awkward or dramatic confessions. Of course, now she knew Kate's fiancé was Sierra's half-brother, and it didn't make her feel too eager to go have dinner at their place. But phone calls were fine. This one, though, was a little bit confusing. Jack did.